Afternoon, Simon. Thank you. Yes, Dougie Freeman's expected to be installed as the manager of Bolton Wanderers by the end of the week. That's the understanding of our colleagues from BBC Radio Manchester. Crystal Palace have granted Bolton permission to speak to the manager about their vacancy. But it begs the question, who will be in charge of Crystal Palace tonight for that game you just mentioned against Barnsley? If he's to take his coaching staff with him, it doesn't leave too many people to be in charge tonight. Find out is our commentary game on BBC London Digital Radio this evening. Our game on 94.9 FM is also in the Championship, Charlton away at Leeds. Reports on all nine games involving our sides on the sports show tonight from seven. In the Champions League, Chelsea are in Ukraine to face Shakhtar Donetsk. John Terry expected to be captain. His ban only covers domestic competition, while Manchester United face Braga at Old Trafford and Celtic face Barcelona at the Nou Camp. Two goal line technology systems have been licensed by worldwide use by FIFA, football's world governing body. The approval means that English-developed Hawkeye and Germany's GoalRef systems can now provide their product to leagues and competitions. In cricket, the former England captain Andrew Strauss says Kevin Peterson is contrite after he apologised for sending messages to the South African players in the summer. Peterson's now back in the squad for the upcoming tour of India, and Strauss is confident he can make a successful return.
I don't know exactly what's been going on over the last few months. I know that clearly there were a few noses put out of joint over the end of that South Africa series. But Kevin sounds like he's contrite and that he realises he's made some mistakes. And now's the time for everyone to look forward.
Meanwhile, in cycling, Lance Armstrong has removed a reference to being seven times Tour de France winner from his biography on Twitter. It's the first real reaction we've had from the cyclist after recent doping allegations and reports. He's also been asked to pay back his winnings from the Tour, estimated to be around £2.4 million. Meanwhile, one of the companies that have sponsored him, Texas Insurance Company Promotions, say they'll initiate legal proceedings for around $11 million of bonuses if their money isn't paid back within 5 days.
Ian, thanks very much. Ian, of course, the full sports show tonight from seven.
Plenty of games and action. We'll find out who's going to be in the dugout for Crystal Palace. And yeah, our commentaries this evening from the Championship, Charlton away at Leeds and Crystal Palace against Barnsley.